Innisfail. Sometimes it's just the small things to remind people that things do get better. Just ask Lowell Peterman, the ice maker and manager at the Innisfail Curling Club. He had to navigate his club through the restrictions of the COVID-19 pandemic and somehow keep members as hopeful as possible that things would be better, and they could all smile again. I mean, it seems almost back to normal, and so people are having fun, and that's what it's all about, said Peterman. We had a picture on Facebook the other day where there was a 7-year-old girl sweeping beside an 88-year-old woman. There's an 81-year difference, and here they are playing together on a ladies' afternoon league game, which is kind of cool. That pairing created big smiles for many. However, what's also cool is that the membership as a whole has responded as well. They are all smiling again with playing the roaring game without interruptions from 2 years of pandemic restrictions. Peterman said the membership at the club has also increased. He said in 2022 the club had about 175 curling enthusiasts registered for the season, compared to up to 250 in past non-COVID seasons. Peterman said the club is up to about 200 members this season, not including those in the junior program, which he added was up a little. We're quite happy with it. I mean, we're not back to pre-COVID numbers, which probably was about 250. It's looking encouraging because we're getting more juniors involved, said Peterman, adding the club is also fine with finances. We're in pretty good position. We had some savings prior to all the cold stuff, so I think we're financially pretty good. The ice action at the club has been consistent with a full slate of Bonspiels to satisfy the membership. The club hosted the ladies open from November 25 to 27, the U15 Bonspiel from December 2 to 4, the men's open from December 9 to 11 and the seniors open from Jan. 2 to 6. They will be hosting the U21 Mixed Doubles Bonspiel March 10 to 12, which will be followed by the Wind-Up Funspiel from March 24 to 26. And of course, the Curling Club was the site for the 75th Innisfail Farmerette Bonspiel from January 16 to 21, the first since 2020. Peterman noted the milestone event, which was successfully back for the first time since 2020, changed their format to an open Bonspiel in order to ensure a full slate of teams. You have to basically incorporate everyone to make a lot these spiels a success, and that's why we went from a straight mixed format for our end-of-the-year spiel, said Peterman. We made it anything goes, and that seems to be the way to go with a lot of spiels to keep them going. He is also looking forward to Family Day on February 20 when there will be free curling from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. An extra opportunity to perhaps capture new curling members for the club. We've done it for a couple of years on Family Day. Last year we were inundated with people coming in to play early, said Peterman. So, we're going to do that again. It's looking promising.